This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Daniel Green, an accomplished chef, author, and ShopHQ personality who has written 10 cookbooks promoting health cooking. His latest book, out now in the UK and available in the US in January, is The Paleo Diet, Food Your Body is Designed to Eat. Daniel, certainly a privilege and honor to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, you're more than welcome. So first of all, you are a successful TV chef and author of many books. How did you get interested in cooking, and what made you decide to cook only healthy food?
Well, I got into healthy eating when I lost 65 pounds myself as a teenager being obese, and I was kind of fed up that there wasn't anything inspirational on food out there. And I've been on my travels, I've been to Thailand, and I realized that actual flavor doesn't have to be fat. So I went on this fat-free regime for about 3 years, and I lost over 65 pounds and had such a passion that I wanted to share that. So I was in the UK at the time, and I started on my first cookbook, which was a Thai cookbook on very much the healthy aspect. And I wanted to really show that. So I did a lot of the TV shows in England, and then 10 years ago, ShopNBC, now ShopHQ, asked me to come over and be a show host. And since then, I've been in 10,000 hours. I've been on live TV in 86 million homes. So I've been able to try and share my vision and my passion. And now on cookbook number 10, which is the Paleo Diet, which is, funnily enough, very similar to the kind of food that I was doing to lose weight. So when the publisher came to me with this idea, I just loved it.
That is outstanding. Now, your latest book, as you mentioned, is The Paleo Diet. We hear so much about the Paleo Diet. Can you explain what exactly the Paleo Diet is and how it's different than eating a raw food diet?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always going to be a fad on a new diet. There's always going to be a trend, and paleo is where it's at right now. But what I love about it is it eliminates processed food. That's the key. It takes away the crap, the rubbish. Food we shouldn't be having, food our kids shouldn't be having, and food we shouldn't be eating. Raw food is quite different. This is just about having food that is where we evolved. The paleo is paleotic. It means the caveman diet, how we started eating food. And I had a different spin on my one, because there's a few books out there right now, but my passion is bringing flavor into food that I think you can do, especially on paleo, because you can have most things that you find. You just have to eliminate dairy. You have to eliminate certain pulses and beans. You have to eliminate pretty much all carbohydrates. But then when I researched on the wheat is just a terrible thing for our body to have anyway, and that's why people love gluten-free. It just doesn't do any good for us. So there's a lot of good things about it, but the nice thing about paleo is it's called the 80-20 rule, which means you've got 80% stick to it and 20% you can come off of it. But that's where my spin was very different on the book.
Very interesting. Also, in past generations, when kids were being picky eaters, they either ate the healthy meals that were served at the dinner table or they went without dinner. Nowadays, if kids don't want to eat what is being served, parents will often take their kids out to get fast food, which is, you can't be doing that. More and more parents cater to their kids' bad eating habits and often promote unhealthy eating behavior more and more. What would you say to parents who do this?
Well, the problem we've got in this country, and England is very similar, is you have to spend a lot of money to eat well. If you're still on a budget, you eat out of a can, you eat fast food, and it's cheap, and it's awful, and it's processed. But it does start with the parents, and we have to get a bit more knowledgeable on food. We have to start to buy more fresh ingredients. And unfortunately, you know, it is tough, because I know you can live in Southeast Asia, you can be in South America, and fruits and vegetables is available to everyone, whatever budget you're on and whatever income you're in. So I think it's a tough thing to be here, but I think it's achievable. I think there's certainly ways you can go around a grocery store and get fresh. And to me, it's relaying that. It's fresh, it's fresh, it's fresh. But on the paleo that I wrote, I wanted to speed up the weight loss. And I think I did that going back to the origins of the book, because the book is about the caveman diet. So I'm a big fan of people eating one food type at a time, like carbs at one point. And if the carbs you can have on paleo, which would be things like butternut squash and certain root vegetables. But I think that when you have those separately from the protein, your body digests it very quickly. And I think the weight loss kicks in very easily.
also very interesting. Today we are with Daniel Green, an accomplished chef, author, and ShopHQ personality who has written 10 cookbooks promoting healthy cooking with his latest book, The Paleo Diet, Food Your Body is Designed to Eat, here on eHealth Radio's Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you know, as we have mentioned, we are living in a country where a huge percentage of people are overweight and obese. Thinking in about healthy meals, what can we do as a society, including politicians, medical experts, teachers, and parents, to finally get this problem situation under control? And everyone is talking about getting healthy, but if you look around, there are still so many overweight and obese people everywhere. What can we do about this?
Brilliant point. And there's two aspects to it. For now, before politicians and people that decide the law do anything, we have to be knowledgeable about what we're eating. You have to read the back of the pack. You have to know what you're eating, and you've got to understand that the starches and the carbs and the wheat is no good for us, that fresh fruit and vegetables are where it's at. Protein is good for us. Olive oils and good fats are great. Deep fried, I mean, the easiest way to say is avoid deep fried cream butter cheese. I mean, that's the way to take away the fat from our diet. That's the healthiest. But what can politicians do? You know, it's actually disastrous when you look at food products that we grew up with, and it used to be just orange juice, and it's the same brand, and now it's not just orange juice. You go to a salad dressing that you've grown up with, and then you look at the back of it, and it's got modified cornstarch, and it's got this, and it's got that, and it's got a million things that it never used to have. And I think it's a disastrous way that people are allowing food to get into ingredients into food that should never have been there, never were there, and the trust is there, and we don't realize these products contain real rubbish. And I think it's up to us to look at that and have a knowledge. And then I think it's up to politicians to make stands and say certain things shouldn't be allowed in foods, or certain things shouldn't be called nutritious or healthy, or have labels that really look like they're pretty good for you, but they're really not.
Lastly, the American family is very busy today, more than ever, with PTA meetings, work, school, soccer, ballet, and a host of other busy activities. Oftentimes, healthy eating gets brushed to the side and junk food and fast food is served because of time and convenience. Can you suggest some easy and simple foods and recipes that busy parents can make to ensure that their family is eating healthy while on the go?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you've hit on a point. It's mum and dad both work. That didn't used to happen generations ago. We're not being taught how to eat. We don't have time to eat. There are always options. When you're at the grocery store, you pick out a sushi box rather than a sandwich thick with mayonnaise and things in it that you don't want. Make those options easy. There's nothing wrong with certain carbohydrates if you're having rice and potatoes, but it's when you cook it at home and what you put in it. It doesn't take a lot to cook. A pasta sauce is just tomatoes, olive oil, garlic, and onions. That's it. And then you go from there. You add it to pasta. You can do it as a pizza sauce. It's about making it ourselves. Take 5 minutes out. Take another 10 minutes. Get the family enjoying it more, but know what goes in your food. So simple ingredients that you use is so different than the back of the pack. And it goes back to that pasta sauce that you make with 3 ingredients or 20 ingredients with preservatives in the jar that's going to last for 2 years. Nothing should last 2 years. Everything should be fresh.
Well said. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about you and also how they can be in direct contact with you as well?
Absolutely. I love to stay in touch. I'm on Facebook a lot. I do a lot of travels. I was just cooking for the ambassador in Thailand, the American ambassador in Bangkok. And if you want to keep up my travels, it's all about world cuisine made easy. It's very simple recipes, but getting people to cook them. So Facebook, Chef Daniel Green, and also Twitter, DanielGreen70 or Chef Daniel Green Twitter. So I love to stay in touch with people. And I'm on air at ShopHQ 5 days a week, and you can get that in any place in America or ShopHQ.com.
Excellent. Daniel, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Daniel Green, an accomplished chef, author, and ShopHQ personality who has written 10 cookbooks promoting healthy cooking with his latest book, The Paleo Diet, Food Your Body is Designed to Eat. And once again, the website of reference is danielgreen.com. TV. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.